That portion of God's Word which I'd like to use for this morning's brief meditation is the verse which serves as the theme for this week's chapel services, recorded in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, and I will continue with verse 2. But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. In the past week, I have been reading Luther's vitriolic attack upon the heavenly prophets. Vitriolic in tone, albeit right on target in content. Well, Luther was Luther. His right doctrine remains despite his human foible. We'll forget the vitriolic, but look at his basic accent. Primarily, he said a simple message. We are redeemed by the cross of Christ. And there is where we look to see ourselves before God. For there on the cross of Christ, we see us as sinners. There is the image, if you will, of condemned man, forsaken by God, and in hell, death. But there and there also do we see ourselves before God as righteous. There we see our deaths overcome, our sins forgiven. For there we see our Savior. Luther said, look to the cross of Christ. And he was not, I don't really think, asking us to look so much to that historical act long time ago. But he's speaking to you and to me. For that cross of Christ is not a dead act. But is a present reality of God's way of working with us. For the Lord remains, as Paul makes clear, the crucified one, the one who forgives, the one who saves. That's the dynamic of our text too. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. And therefore, when you pass through the water, I will be with you and they will not overwhelm you. When the difficult times of life come our way and we are burdened with our guilt and our anxieties, and finally when we approach that moment which leads all sinful men to destruction, namely the moment of our death, in the daily agony of temptation, look to the cross of Christ alone. For there you see yourself hung in misery, as sinful man, put to death. But there you also see the Savior, who thereby forgives your sins and makes you a new man. There you see your death nailed to the tree, death put to death, and so you see, even in the crucified one, the living Lord, who daily gives life to the penitent. May this Lord give you his spirit, that your joy may be overflowing. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.